Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in, and I'm back in my old stomping grounds. If you watch the videos, I moved back up to my office because frankly, I think it was affecting my flow of episodes, because the easiest way for me to make episodes is that I have my microphone here attached to my desk, and I just go for it. You know, whenever the mood strikes me. The other setup, you know, I was having to go downstairs, and it's better to save the basement. The basement I have for my screening purposes for my movie business. I mean, we use it personally, but not nearly as much as I thought we would, I guess. But yeah, so I'll reserve it for that. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. I was going to put out a Black Friday special episode. Wasn't really anything special. But then my wife and kids got sick. So I had 4 days of just taking care of people. And here we are. We're back and we're up and running. And you should get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet if you have not. I got to dig into it, but they have a way to accept Lightning payments on your BitBox, which is pretty BA, if you ask me. BA standing for badassery. So yeah, go to bitbox.swiss/BitcoinMadeSimple and use the promo code BitcoinMadeSimple, and you will get 5% off your order, and you'll get your coins off the exchange and make this world a better place. I can assure you it's much better to do that. Take care of your coins. Get them off the exchange. Also, shout out to Movies Plus. Go to mymoviesplus.com. Use promo code Corey, that's C-O-R-Y, and you'll get a year for $2 a month. Can't beat that with a stick, and become one of the many, many people that have used it. And part of that, so I mentioned in one of the last couple episodes how amazing it is to me. So it's like part terrible, I guess, part not me being terrible at self-promotion. The fact that I have only tweeted out an episode like once in the last year. But the listenership has actually grown, and that's like super cool. And I think I mentioned in that episode, another thing that's amazing too is that, like, not only do you guys listen, but you finish, like, the completion percentage is like 90%. It's like over 90%, which is unheard of. I think, like, they say a good podcast is like 50 to 60% completion percentage average, which means that, you know, you're audience, that's how much they listen. Let me see if I can explain it better. Actually, it'll be easier if I just look up. It's in the analytics, audience retention. So what it is, the median playtime is one thing, and that'll say, like, you know, what's the average? And the amazing thing is the median playtime is complete. Like, the median playtime means that more than half of you, you know, listen the whole way through, which is amazing. But on top of that, it's over 90% of you are listening the whole way through. So if you have a median completion percentage of like 50 to 60%, that's really good. And I'm not touting myself as a podcaster. Believe me, when I talk about this stuff, it's like us doing this together, this cool, like, I don't know, Bitcoin thing where it's this secret club where we're talking about Bitcoin and it's just us and nobody else. I just think that's cool without any self-promotion. Somehow people are finding this, and hopefully it's helping you in your Bitcoin world. But here's one thing I want you guys to do. So this is a social experiment that I wanted to run. Social experiment. I want to see what happens. Challenge you to pay this forward. So if you find value in it, and obviously you listen, so I guess you derive some value of hearing an entrepreneur go through life being an entrepreneur and trying to figure out what is what and where to go from here. But what I'm challenging is, let's see if you guys all take this, and it's our own secret club, and I'm not promoting it, but take this and share this episode, or share the podcast in general with two people that you think would that are like prime for Bitcoin, or would be a good show for them, and get two people. Let's just see what happens if all of you share it with two people. I think that'd be pretty cool. Cause I don't know. Like I think that this is kind of like a cool little community. And you guys are getting in on the ground floor of some really super exciting stuff. So in this episode, I will talk about, the new mining pool Ocean. I did know a little bit about that ahead of time. I was pretty excited about it. And hopefully be a part of it in different ways. And then also some stuff with Bitcoin and Movies Plus that we might be implementing that I'm like super excited for. And then just my general thoughts and all that jazz. But yeah, so I think we're working on something here. And I really do want to do like a meetup tour and go around to the Bitcoin meetups, and maybe if I'm at one near you, you can come. We can have a beverage and talk some Bitcoin. So the new mining pool is called Ocean Mining Pool. Now it is, the seed funding is being led by Jack Dorsey, founder of Twitter. But he's actually working with Bob Burnett, friend of the show, and just friend in life, with Barefoot Mining. And Bob's the main person I work with when I'm trying to get some different mining things going. And we've got a bunch of irons in the fire. This was one thing he was like super busy with. And he's like, hey, I wanted to clue you in on it. And he told me, and I'm like, holy cow. So I don't have all the details pinned down. I don't believe there's a fee, or if there is a fee, it's very minimal and less than other mining pools. And for those of you that don't know, a mining pool is basically, like, for example, right now, and I'll probably switch to Ocean because support Bob and the venture, but there's other reasons for it as well. So I use formerly Slush Pool, now it's called Brains. And and you join the pool. Sorry for any of you that are aware of this, and this is redundant, but just for the sake of people that might not know. So if I plugged in my Bitcoin miner and I just had it running, the odds of hitting on a block reward would be astronomical. And so to give you an idea. Bitcoin price, I didn't even look lately, but let's say Bitcoin is $38,000. Multiply that by the block reward, which is 6.25 Bitcoin. So it's $237,500. Let's just say, I don't know off the top of my head, but let's say on a commercial electric rate, you know, to produce one Bitcoin, it costs you, let's say you have a good commercial rate, and you're profitable. It costs you, let's see, $38,000 from Bitcoin. Let's say it's 80%. So it's going to cost you $30,400 to produce one Bitcoin. Now, obviously, to win a block, you're going to get six Bitcoin. So to win a block, it would cost you about $190,000 worth of electricity to win a block. So now you join a pool, which is crazy. Like, that's, if you're ever wondering about Bitcoin security and what makes it so powerful, it costs that much money to make one. So looking at my Brains app, where you can see the pool, the mining pool, there's, in the Brains app, there are 69,778 active workers. I don't know what that overall percentage, but let's say it's about 10% of the total mining that's happening in the world. So that means you have a 1 in 10 shot of getting a block reward, but then your block rewards are then distributed evenly based on your hash rate, each miner's hash rate across the network. So right now, I think, like per machine, it's pulling in like $8 of Bitcoin a day. That's why I call it a DCA machine. It's m at my commercial electric rate, it's like slightly profitable. The fees help the high fee environment, because you get the 6.25 Bitcoin plus any fees. So there's a handful of times that the whole block rewards like 7.7 Bitcoin. So anyways, yeah, that's the point of a Bitcoin mining pool. It will make a more consistent revenue stream for you instead of having to sit there, plug in your miner, and spend $190,000 on electricity before you get a block reward. Obviously it'd be like winning the lot. It's like winning the lottery if you plugged in a miner, and had it running for a month and it just happened to hit a block reward. That's happened before. People have do that. I mean, it happens a couple times a year. So in that scenario, you just made out like a bandit. But so the mining pools take 1%. Not a bad gig for them. But then here's where the problem lies. So there is the potential with only a certain number of mining pools that they could start to censor transactions or use their power to censor transactions. So I'm not going to get too into the weeds because I don't 100% know all the details of what Ocean is going to do, but I know that Ocean is the Ocean mining pool. Its goal is for decentralization. So it's a mining pool that's decentralized. And to me, that's the way of the future. So I gotta figure that stuff out. I probably should just have Bob on the show to explain it, and go into details as to what exactly it is. I think Bob was on. I think he recorded with Peter McCormick a couple weeks ago, I think. Yeah, actually, it was a couple weeks ago because he was on the getting on an airplane on the phone with me whenever, and that's how I found out why he was in Texas. We'll get more information about it, but it's exciting, and I think, a necessary thing. People say, well, you could just point your miners towards a different mining pool. It's like, well, if there's like five mining pools, I don't know how many, but like, let's say there's five mining pools that make up 95% of the mining network, and they can then it's easy to put the boot down on those handful of centralized products, or centralized pools. So I think it's worthwhile. And then, one thing I've been working on is making sure you guys get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Actually, it'd be a good Christmas gift. If you have a Bitcoiner, go to bitbox.swiss/bitcoinmadesimple. Use promo code bitcoinmadesimple to get 5% off and get your favorite Bitcoiner that doesn't have a hardware wallet. Get them that one. And then you use it and show them how easy and simple it is to use. But yeah, do that. get people a BitBox for Christmas. And with Christmas coming up, you can also get them a Movies Plus subscription. Because we're going in the right direction, and that's what I want to talk about next. Was I can't say anything for certain, but I've had some very exciting calls over the last week with a friend of the show, Pierre Corbin, who is the director of the Great Reset and the Rise of Bitcoin, and also the Fight for the U.S. Dollar, which I'm working with on with him. So he is a coder, and I knew that, but I didn't know he was doing it still actively. And we're working on making a way for people to pay for Movies Plus with Bitcoin, Lightning in particular. And then one thing we're really, really hoping to do, which is going to be super cool, is pay as you go. So, you know, it's $6 a month to join Movies Plus. Or you can get it for a year for $30. So it comes out to $2.50 a month. If you use promo code Corey, again, you get it for $24. So it's $2 a month. So this would enable you to pay, you know, the very least, we should be able to enable you to pay in Bitcoin, which would be cool. But what I really want to do is make it, and Pierre is working on a way to do this, so that we can make people pay. Like if you're not a subscriber, but there's one movie on Movies Plus that you want to watch, you can set up your Lightning wallet, and you can set up your Lightning wallet to automatically, sorry, I'm getting hit with all these text messages. You could set up your Lightning wallet to, I was just making sure it wasn't like some disaster that I had to jump on. You can set up your Lightning wallet to pay sats to Movies Plus as you stream. So if you're familiar with the Fountain app, you know, where people stream sats for listening to podcasts, it's basically what you do. Which would be phenomenal and a game changer in the entertainment ecosystem, and would be instant settlement for anyone who is looking to be as a content provider, which, you know, even at the best case scenario, YouTube settles relatively quickly, but like it's 30 days out. Whereas, you know, if it's coming through Lightning, you could be sitting there watching and seeing your wallet just ching, ching, ching every second sats going in, and building all these microtransactions that then you can see the value. Your content is making money right before your eyes. So that's something pretty cool. And like I said, that's why it's like we're on the ground floor here. And if we can work together here and you spread the word, maybe enough people will hear about it, know about it, and they can hear about it here first before everyone else. Because don't get me wrong, the podcast has like a good reach, you know, but is it you know, Peter McCormick level reach where, I don't know, what he gets like a million downloads or something? No. But I think I just want this to grow, because I think there's value here, because frankly, this is where a lot of the most important stuff that I'm working on has come from. If it wasn't for the podcast, then Pierre and I would not have connected and we would not be working on this specific project. If it wasn't for the podcast, I wouldn't have connected with Bob and wouldn't be working on mining stuff with him. So I feel like it's like a community based podcast here, where we're all in this together. for those of you that had sisters that were obsessed with, we are obsessed with High School Musical, that's what that was. I had two sisters that were obsessed with it, so I heard that song a whole bunch. So on top of that, I was working on a bunch of different stuff at the same time, and I got my movie Unsinkable. It's about the Titanic, which is a Bitcoin movie if you think about it, because the three people that were opposed to the Federal Reserve were on the Titanic, and there's a conspiracy theory that maybe they were sunk so that they wouldn't stop the Federal Reserve from coming into, you know, what it is. But that's just a conspiracy theory. I have heard that one. And I tell you, if you want to just get rid of the people, there's a lot easier ways to do it than sinking a boat in the middle of the Atlantic. Keep your eyes peeled. We're hoping to have some announcements for the distribution of that film in the near future. But on top of that, I just wanted to leave you guys with this note that a friend of mine and I were having a conversation last night, and this hit me like a ton of bricks. He's talking about, we're just talking about life, all these different things. And, he said, you know, like the key to happiness. And we were talking about religion, Jesus, all that kind of stuff. And he was like, oh, you know, like the main thing Jesus talked about was forgiveness. And, you know, it's not so much you forgiving the other person to take that weight off of their shoulders. Yes, it does take the weight off their shoulders. But what we often forget is that we do not let go. And this hit me like a ton of bricks, because I hold a grudge better than anyone in the world. And so whenever you're not letting go, you might verbally and outwardly forgive somebody, but you hold on to it internally, which I was like, oh my God, I've done that with specific things in my life. I know that I have, I hold on to them. Then you're putting yourself in shackles. That is a weight on your shoulders that you are carrying around for literally no reason. And it's not until you can actually forgive others that you know, just internally, if you can actually forgive them and let it go, then at that point you can start to forgive yourself. And you'll become much lighter, much happier. I just wanted to share that, because that hit me like a ton of bricks, and I thought, that's a good little thing to nugget to share with everyone. I also want to share with you guys that you should get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet. And I will talk to you guys later.